Yeah. Do that again.
That was done by Quincy Jones. Then we heard Weavy the Crepong with Tunwa. This place is jumping.
Yeah. I'm on the radio. Don't do that.
Thanks, man. Do Grin at Us was after that. Sitting on the Mung Every Day. That was off the Spy Mania All-Stars Volume 3. Ed Special gave us a little excerpt of some stuff in there.
All right, I'll be there later. I'll be there later.
They're all going to a party. I'm going to have to join them a little bit. People Like Us gave us Grandma Dumplings. That was from A Fistful of Knuckles. And then we heard something called Trauma Loops with a cover song, Christianity is Stupid. That was a Negative Land cover song. And then we heard a long mashup. Yeah, the mashup. A venereal disease, Name Your Contacts. That was mashed up with a bunch of basically Beharit from their... What album was that?
Hey, kid. Excuse me, can you hand me that record over there?
We're right at the turn off.
This one? Yeah, that one.
It was from their Bardo Exist. That was the background to that venereal disease mashup. Then we heard Black Spell, Black Communion. Blood Communion was the name of the track off an album called The Purple Skull. And I finished that set with Helios Creed, Resurrection Blue from The Last Laugh. I'm going to jump into more music. You guys like Killdozer, right? Well, somebody's playing YMCA now, so I guess they want to hear YMCA. But I'm going to blast it out. I'm going to do Disco Inferno, okay? Disco Inferno it is, Killdozer's version. I'm not sure what release this is off of. After a public service announcement, WMUC-FM College Park, it's The Irrelevant Show, broadcasting from the No Kings Rally cleanup. What do you guys call yourself? The Sweeper Keepers? What? The Broom Scroom? They're cleaning up. They're the cleanup crew. I will be back in an hour to explain what happens. See ya.
Have you ever lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? Hi there, I'm Andrew Hoffman. I went on this website called InventNow.org. Then I decided to make an invention of my own. It's called the Lost Cat Magnet Invention. So you can get your cat back after you lost it. Just turn it on and lost cat stick to it. That's a good cat. If your cat was hiding up in a tree, it won't be up a tree anymore. It will be stuck to the lost cat magnet. And sometimes they fly toward you in the air. Just listen to one satisfied cat. See? That's proof. You should go to the InventNow.org website too. But just remember one thing. Don't do a lost cat magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at InventNow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
I'm Jim Hendricks, and I never miss an episode of The Irrelevant Show. Exclusively on WMUC-FM, College Park.
self-destruct. He moves on, rising to the top. Anybody got me strong? That was when my spunk got hot. I heard somebody say, "This gonna burn out, burn him on down. This gonna burn out."
Representatives.
Don't bother trying to sue us. To us, it's just publicity.
Hello, this is Mary Kay, and I just wanted to welcome you to our world.
Install carpet squares. Carpet squares lay down easily, side by side, to create a seamless, beautiful floor, just like wall-to-wall carpet, except the installation is far easier.
Carpet.
Carpet.
Nothing but
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 carpet.
One of the benefits of carpet squares is that you get the beauty of wall-to-wall carpet without the need to cut and roll a heavy carpet and stretch and secure it to tack strips. To get the best layout of carpet for your space, you'll first need to find the center of the room.
Tack
Axminster's
Axminster
Carpet
Saxony
Freeze
Jack
Cotton Loop
Carpets
Carpets
Loop
Pile
Polypropylene
Carpet
Spurs
Carpet
Tiles
Nylon
Yam.
Temporarily lay down a baseline tightly aligned to the edge of each of the lines that form the XY cross pattern. Now see if the baseline needs adjusting. Shift the baseline and check the carpet frequency for any narrow or awkward notes.
Carpet squares.
Hi there, I'm Wrangler Walt from the Happy Valley Ranch. Just brought the buggy down to town to pick up some young folks, just like you. They're going to visit out the ranch for a spell. Come on and join us. They're just getting off now. Come on now, kids. Hop on the buggy and let's get out to the ranch for sunset.
Thank you.
Some of those turnips.
Yeah. Shoot me.
Hey, these are pretty nice vegetables.
Yeah. Shoot me.
There. Hear that?
Yeah. Shoot.
Oh, that's true. Hold on.
Chicken legs.
39 pence per pound.
Lamb chops.
39 pence per pound.
Kima.
99 pence per pound.
Boneless chicken.
149 pence per pound.
Oh, come in, Sam. Say, I see you're still suffering from the wounds you received as a youth.
Shoot. My right arm is still a little weak, and I guess I'll always walk with a
shoot
slight
me
limp.
It does seem my words didn't mean much.
But it has shoot left me with its limp.
Houston! Now,
30 million people saw Helter Skelter on television. But television can never show you the real Manson Massacre. Now, for the first time, you can see this country's most shocking crime exactly as it happened. Uncut, uncensored, all new. See the Manson Massacre. It's like nothing you have ever seen before. Rated R.
Let me ask, could you be conned? I mean, how about like a cult deal? What if some little guy like, Manson, with little hypnotic eyes and a scraggly beard in front of a dirty little dude, walks up while you're sitting on the beach and says, I know your parents are weird, the cops are weird, and teachers are stupid, the government is out of it, man, we're all gonna, go down with the nuclear waste. And what you need is to come with me out to some filthy place, and I'll train you to kill. And that sound neat? You say, hey, man, I wouldn't go for that. I believe you. How about this? How about you be a pest in the airport? You can walk up to people and with a big phony smile, put a flower in their lapel, and then try to get them to buy some dumb book that's worse than Mother Goose. And you spend your life doing that, and then in the evenings you can go and sit funny and get a Kojak haircut and study your navel. Does that sound exciting to you? Well, you say, no, I think I'll pass on that. Well, I got one for you. How about this? Hey, we'll all go down to a little place in the jungle, and we'll call it Jonestown. We'll all drink some really far-out Kool-Aid, kind of keep up with the Joneses. And this Kool-Aid is the end. You know what I mean? You say, yeah, I know about that. And then how in the world you can get 900 people to all commit mass suicide? It's beyond belief, man. I wouldn't go for that kind. How's that sound? You like that? Yeah, man, you say, I couldn't be conned by that. I believe you. But how about some of the things like sex and drugs and rock? Think you're conned by any of that stuff? Or is it all, have you kind of checked it all out? Do this for me, will you? Take an old shirt and paint a target on the back, because that's you, baby. You are a target, and there are some predators waiting out there, and they're going to rip you. And they're watching, 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 and they're watching.
Of the temple under the guise of human nature. We have been exploited by evil doers for their
brothers who gave you the Exorcist now bring you a new monument to terror. You don't know the meaning of fear until you've seen It's Alive. It's Alive, a new breed of film about a new breed of human, different from everything that's come before. It's X Certificate. It's now all over London with Badland Certificate X. It's Alive. Come see for yourself.
In ages past, when spells were cast in a time of men and steel, where a man was taught no special thing, it was all done by feel. So listen, so learn, so read on. You gotta turn the page, read the book of talent. Hear the song of lovely Joan, her sound so sweet and clear. In the courtroom of the king, among Julian and the peer. So listen, so learn, so read on. You gotta turn the page, read the book of Taliesin. Now hear the words of Taliesin on the foaming beach of the ocean. In the day of trouble, I shall be of more service to thee. 307. The hay bounds across the page, past castles white and bare, to dreaming chessmen on their boards with a fool's mate as a snare. So listen.
Bye.
you might say. It's just a matter of temperament.
Everyone told you, well, there was no way back. You made your decision, and that was that. And there's no exception, no more compromise. 'Cause the human form, it only fits one side. I agree that right is wrong to all the world but them. Yeah, maybe.
Come on.
It's a one-way street that we all go down. See that burning car, we can't drive around. And there are no options, no alternative choice. And the revolution is just background noise. And the waiting list, 'cause it lasts so long, and you die before you're seen. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. No dissension without permission. And the dangerous men, they make safe decisions. And if we still believe in the traditional life, but when the good old days, they may never die. And are we the worst who see it all and still refuse to act? It may be. It may be. Yeah, it may be.
Wasn't
a song about a little boy who's always getting in trouble because his pappy was a white trader and his mammy was an Indian maid. Oh, your pappy was a trader and your mammy was an Indian maid, boy. Yeah, your pappy was a trader and your mammy was an Indian maid, boy. Yeah, we know all about you and we know no half-breed around, boy. Well, you better get a gun, better take a stand, boy. Trail.
again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Keep smiling through, just like you always do, till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away. So will you please say hello to the folks that I know? Tell them I won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as you saw me go, I was singing this song. We'll meet again, don't know when, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
Thank you. and roll. Because her boyfriend plays bass in a local band. And a bona fide punk rock attitude. She looks down her nose at all of us because she's got a pair of bitchin' platform shoes. $2 for a bus ride, $10 for a cab, $500 for a used car. Maker, won't you hear my plea? Get some transportation, get the hell away from me.
Well, thank you so much. That's so kind of you. Somebody just handed me a drink. You are tuned to WMUCFM, College Park. It's another edition of The Irrelevant Show. I'm doing a remote from Washington, D.C., as part of the cleanup crew for the No Kings Day rally. Everybody wanted to hear some music while they cleaned up the place, so they paid me a bunch of money and then gave me some gloves and a shovel and some drinks. I found some interesting items. Maybe I'll go over them in the next hour. But you'd be surprised at things people lose or leave behind at events like this. Anyway, I began that last set with Killdozer's version of Disco Inferno. I'm not sure what that was off of. I think it was off a compilation album, because it wasn't off any of their proper albums. I think it was off of a... There was a compilation album that came out of a bunch of bands doing Killdozer covers, but the album actually had one Killdozer doing a cover on it as well. So Killdozer was covering themselves doing Disco Inferno on an album that was Killdozer covers, if that makes any sense. Then we went to Russia to hear some Russian death grind, is what it's described as. Necro Killdozer was the name of that band. From the outpouring of reasons, sterility / misunderstood, we heard the track FU. Only they spelled it out, but that's in Russian. We heard a 16-second thing from Evolution Control Committee called Hello. That was from Plagiarism Nation. That went into Weavy Stunder Carpet Squares, was the name of the track. We heard a bunch of People Like Us, that's the name of the band. The name of the album was A Fistful of... What did I write down? A Fistful of Knuckles. And there was a bunch of cut-up stuff in there from that. Then we heard the Manson Massacre movie trailer. I think they're going to show that third rail tonight. There's no bands. There is a third rail. I don't think there's any bands tonight. Where am I? Oh, that's right. I'm in Washington, D.C. Thrall gave us Can You Be Conned and Psychic Attack from their Chemical Wedding release. Then we went to Finland, I believe. Dark Throne gave us As Desert Shadows from their Goat Lord release. Sounds like there's a band getting ready to start up over there. Oh, they're just doing a sound check.
I'm on the air.
They can't hear me. It's a Live movie trailer was in there after that Dark Throne. And we heard Deep Purple from my favorite Deep Purple album, The Book of Taliesin. We heard Listen, Learn, Read On. Fantastic track. Then the Bevis Frond gave us a track called Maybe. That was from the Miasma album. We heard the Earth Calling movie trailer after that. And then we heard 68 Comeback, a Marvin Rainwater cover song called Half-Breed. That went into Trouble, a track called Doombox from their One for the Road EP. Then Vera Lynn from the 1940s gave us We'll Meet Again. And then we heard Pink Floyd, Vera Lynn from The Wall. And I finished that set with Cowslingers, Little Scene Maker from the West Virginia Dog Track Boogie album. Got another hour before third rail. I'm going to play some Samael, Baphomet's Throne from the Ceremony of Opposites album. It's got really good cover art on this album, but I can't show you that on the radio. And then, we're going to hear some noisy stuff after that. WMECFM College Park, it's the Irrelevant Show, broadcasting remotely from Washington, D.C. at the No Kings Rally post-day cleanup session for Sunday, October 19th, 2025. I won't be here next week, so this next hour of music will have to last you a couple weeks. I'll be back in an hour or two, back and out. See ya.